Well, good morning, everyone. I'd like to begin with a question, which is this. Do you have a dream? Something you would like to achieve in this life, and what is it? It is a personal question, so I don't need to know the answer. Our dream could be a personal ambition, an important goal. It could be a lifestyle or a cherished desire that we think will make us happy. But why is this question important? Our dream, our goal, our ambition determines the outcome of our lives, or we could say determines our destiny. And is that not important? Pursuing goals, ambitions, and dreams that come to nothing is a common experience in this world. Building a dream, for example, with a promise of peace and glory in this life, often ends in failure and disillusionment for most people. Setting our hearts on something that may not happen or cannot happen or something not achievable is a heartbreaking and painful experience. It is a pathway we would not wish to be on. So the question is this: can we have God's guidance? Can we be directed by God to avoid false hopes and dreams that may not be achievable for us in this life? The experience of broken dreams is certainly the way of the world, but it need not be for us, God's people. So the title of this message is Broken Dreams, and the purpose to show how we avoid them. Let's take note, brethren, that our society, and especially this present evil world, is the graveyard of broken dreams. It is the scrap heap of cherished desires, and will continue to be so until the dawn of the wonderful world tomorrow. So how can we avoid the pathways that lead nowhere? Our Heavenly Father, of course, knows exactly what is best for each one of us. So let's go to our first scripture, Proverbs 3. Proverbs 3. I've been told that this was Mrs. Armstrong's favorite scripture. Proverbs 3, let's read verse 6. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. Notice here that God is making us a promise. If we acknowledge him in all our ways, he will direct our paths through this life. We will have his guidance in the decisions we make and the goals we pursue. Is there anyone here who would not want that? The continual guidance of God is the key point in avoiding disillusionment and pain that follows broken dreams. Having the guidance of God sounds simple, but it does require being yielded to his will and led by his Spirit. God wants us to have fulfilling and joyful lives with a great sense of purpose, but he also wants us to end up in the right place, being born into his kingdom with glory and honor. For those who have been in the church for many years will have seen a lot of people come and go. not all for the same reason. Many men and some women who God has called have been people of great ambition, with goals and a dream of seeking great things for themselves. So, we must ask this question. Is our dream, our goal, our ambition right for us at this time in this society with the calling God has given us? There is nothing intrinsically wrong in having a dream with goals and ambition. God made us to be that way. It is one of the great distinctions between us and the animal kingdom. The ability to visualize something that has not yet happened and then bring it to pass is a godlike ability. We are made in his image and after his likeness. The important issue is this. We can have a personal goal or dream with an ambition for this life that becomes so important that it takes priority over our special calling from God. Such ambition creates a conflict of interests that downgrades our relationship with God and can put us on a slippery slope out of the church. When God first called us, he gave us a dream, a goal. It was an opportunity to be born into his family with eternal life, to rule with Christ on earth with glory in the wonderful world tomorrow. God has a dream for us. Let's go to Romans 2 for the next scripture. Romans 2. We are to be greatly rewarded for putting God first and pursuing the dream God has already given us. Let's notice now verse 9, Romans 2 and verse 9. Tribulation and anguish on every soul of man who does evil, of the Jew first and also the Greek. Now that is something we don't want. But notice verse 10. But glory, honor, and peace to everyone who works what is good, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. Notice the promise of peace and glory ahead. We won't find much of that in this life, whatever our ambition may be. If our ambition in this life takes priority over the calling that God has given us, we will be heading for trouble. Things will not go well for us. We will not have God's blessing in what we do. Mr. Armstrong gives an example of this recorded in his autobiography. When God began to call Mr. Armstrong, he already had a dream. But his dream, his goal, his ambition had absolutely nothing to do with what God wanted. His dream was great things for himself. So God brought about circumstances that caused his business to collapse. God had to get his attention. If we mention the year 1929, does that mean anything to you? Yes, It was the year of the Great Depression. Quoting from Mr. Armstrong's autobiography, Volume 1, page 387, we read, I quote, "Once again, as if some unseen supernatural hand was taking every business opportunity away from me, another promising business of multi-million dollar possibilities was swept away by powers and forces beyond my control. As a result of this, Mr. Armstrong and his family went into poverty. They were on the breadline. In his own words, and I quote, I was too proud to beg. That's how bad it got. At that time, hundreds of thousands of others experienced the same. Jobless, homeless, hungry, bankruptcies, dole queues, soup kitchens, and begging for bread. These were all part of the broken dreams of the Great Depression. Will history repeat itself? It seems that it has already started. Remember God's promise. If we acknowledge him in all our ways, he will direct our paths. He will guide us to see if our dream, our goal, our ambition is right for us at this time, in this society, with the special calling God has given us. In 1932, a song was recorded which became popular. It was a tale of a man who was brought to poverty, begging for bread during the Great Depression. I have the recording at home, sung by Bing Crosby. The name of the song is Brother, Can You Spare a Dime? Has anyone heard that? Yes. It's a sad song, but with a powerful message. So I'm not going to sing it, lest the deacon comes upon me to usher me away. It tells the story of a man who believed he was building a dream. He had been involved in the labor of agriculture, building skyscrapers, building a railroad, and served in the military. But his dream came to nothing. The wording is this. They used to tell me I was building a dream. And so I followed the mob. When there was earth to plow or guns to bear, I was there, right on the job. They used to tell me I was building a dream with peace and glory ahead. Why should I be standing in line, just waiting for bread? They used to tell me I was building a dream with peace and glory ahead. Yes, what a mistake he was making. It goes on. Once I built a railroad, I made it run, made it race against time. Once I built a railroad, now it's done. Brother, can you spare a dime? Once I built a tower up to the sun, with bricks and rivets and lime. Once I built a tower, now it's done. Brother, can you spare a dime? Well, for lack of time, I'll leave it there, but you get the drift. In this song, the man was told he was building a dream with peace and glory ahead. He had been lied to. There is no peace and glory ahead for this world until the return of Jesus Christ. The man in the song perfectly represents those of this world who have no guidance from God. without which personal goals, ambitions, and dreams come to nothing. The whole world will learn this great lesson at the end of this age. We have to learn it now. When we put God first, His blessing will be in our lives. And is that not what we want? But we must acknowledge Him in all our ways, that He may direct our paths. So let's remember, brethren, that we already have a dream, a goal, with peace and glory ahead. It is the peace and glory of eternal life, ruling with Jesus Christ in a wonderful world tomorrow. Let's be sure there is nothing in our lives more important than that.